I have four wheel drive, but I had taken my parents' car that day because I'm low on mileage, so I've been trying to drive the other car more often, which happens to be better in the snow. So I was really grateful that I had the correct car. But Northern Boulevard starts to like slope down, and so the police.
Kayla, where's your class? Where's your where are your peeps?
I have no idea. I just went to go get water. Everyone left their stuff here, so they have to come.
You had class in here?
Yeah, I think everyone was just like they needed to like move around. Get some air.
What do you have in here that?
Psychopathology with Canepa.
Oh. It's getting embarrassing, right? It's making me feel very self-conscious.
Okay, Ariel said she hasn't done a poster proposal before and just needs to better understand like how much work is involved in it.
Can I give this to you before I move it?
Well, the abstract,
yeah.
Right? Yes. I'm happy to do the stats.
Right, and then we just have to do like a little results.
I mean, if you're willing to actually put the poster together, you'd be first author.
Right, I can help. Like, I just need the information.
Yeah.
It does.
She needs to help with writing half the abstract.
Right.
It's 250 words. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amanda.
250 words today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 250 words for five stuff later.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Kayla,
you're
here.
Okay, Kayla.
Go Bruins! Are you a true hockey fan or you a poser?
Yes.
I don't know what I think about
you.
So where'd you get the shirt?
I got it from a friend, and I was like, thanks.
Yeah, he's like.
I'm not a hockey fan, but...
No, I know.
I know
it's
in Boston.
I'm in.
Oh. Okay. So he or she's a hockey fan.
My dog's a hockey fan. Well, he's really a Red Sox fan.
Oh, okay. So everyone's here but Kasia?
Oh, I have cups in the office, do you want? So it's on the shelf where Sophie's sitting. There's an upper shelf with plastic cups.
Okay.
Just bring a few if other people want. This is when Dr. Goodman gave it to us.
Two days ago?
Yeah, I found myself actually glad. Why? I should pick roast stuff.
No, I'm teasing you.
Yeah.
What, Holly's thinking you're stealing?
No, she thought, like, you. I don't know where it's coming from, so why am I, like,
no, that's, touching it? And there was also a Diet Sprite, but maybe yeah. Somewhere that was finished. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, is everybody here? Kashi's not here. Have some announcements. So we were waylaid 2 weeks ago. Last week was Thanksgiving, of course. So we haven't met in 3 weeks.
Do you want to take a guess how long it took to get to the city that day?
No. Let me guess. 6 hours.
Seven.
I got home by the time I walked into the house. With Cheryl.
8.5 hours.
You guys should have stayed.
What?
Oh, yeah. I was here.
I should have done
8.5 hours?
Yes. I got home at 1:30.
Oh,
in the morning?
In the morning.
Damn.
And I saw you right before I left.
Yeah, remember.
Yes. We should have left 2 or 3 hours before.
I know.
It was.
No, see, if you left later.
Or later.
See, if you left later like me, I got home in about an hour.
You did? So,
That's
insane.
I live in Lynbrook, which usually takes a half hour. But.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, because I waited.
Yeah. When did you go, though?
I left, like, around 7:30, something like that.
But the problem was, once it had already snowed, like, I was on the road and there was no more snow. Everyone had already gotten into the accidents.
Oh.
Like, there were a bunch of accidents.
Okay.
So, I had to wait till the accidents cleared up.
weird.
Yeah. I have ways, and it did take me on a very weird path, so maybe that's the reason.
I actually had to give up on going home and stay with friends. I didn't even make it.
Well, that's what Amanda did. She stayed in a hotel.
Yeah,
I should have done that. What? I was hysterically crying. I cannot do it anymore.
You're terrified to drive.
My car was sliding.
There was
hard.
My parents told me I was stupid and I should have stayed in the hotel.
Well, first I was trying to get to Queens to my friend Rachel's, and then every single there were different parts of Northern Boulevard that were closed off by police officer because if you went on them, you would slide down since they were hills. And so I kept having to go around them. Oh my God, it was terrible. There was someone stuck in the snow, the car, not the person.
I saw
and the car kept going like this. And in the middle of the road, and so there's two lanes in this one car, and no one could go around it because they were afraid that it was going to hit their car.
Right.
So I sat behind that car for a good 25 minutes until finally I got around. And, it took me 2 hours to get to the hotel, which is on Northern Boulevard. Oh my God, it was horrible. And then I had to leave at 6 a.m. to get back to Brooklyn to go to work, and I didn't get there until 8 o'clock, so it took like 2 hours to get home.
Yeah.
That's normal, though. So.
That's crazy.
It took me 2 hours yesterday.
It was
perfectly fine. So.
Well, the good, let me give you some good news. You know, Hillary likes to start the
right.
DTC with good news.
You're right.
So, good news. We all survived. We survived, everybody. And even Kaja survived. She's coming a little bit late, but she's coming.
Yeah.
So, I have some announcements. The first announcement is I have your teams for the real sample, which we're starting today. Amanda has your new videos with the real sample. So let me give you this information. Drum rolls, anybody want to do it? You're so willing to oblige. Kayla and Kasia are going to be paired together. You guys did really well together. Doreen and Holly.
Shocker.
Why is it a shocker?
I don't know. I just said because we had similar. I feel like we'll have it.
Yeah. So.
That's one.
We have Taylor and Stephanie.
Hey.
And we have Cheryl and Margarita. All right, and Amanda. B/O. Did you go by Butera now or Oliva?
My name is Oliva. It's just Butera on the email because I can't change it. So.
Right. Okay. So
yeah,
Oliva. So that's what I've been doing with the initials, but I just want to make sure. Amanda O is going to be heading up the poster. Now, so that's the first announcement. You guys, your pairs. All right. Second announcement has to do with the poster. So I had a meeting with, what?
Amanda's Q-sorting different videos, right? Or not?
Well, yes.
Eventually.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So Amanda O met with me yesterday to talk about the poster. And then we were talking, I had an idea for a second poster. So I'm going to just be giving you this information now. So Amanda O, Stephanie, Margarita, Taylor and Amanda S. are going to be working on a project related to the sessions with the little girl that we coded in practice. Oh my gosh.
It's really loud, I'm sorry.
Wow. remember the girl that we coded a few sessions with? Yeah. That treatment, there are 46 sessions, and these folks have expertise in coding using a coding system called the California Adult Q-Set, which is similar to the California Child Q-Set, which you, the first years are using in your class. And actually, you're going to be doing that on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I already got a few. What?
Nothing. I said I was going to send you mine.
Oh, you did it?
Soon, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. So there's an adult version of that Q-Set, and the folks I just listed were trained last year to use that on the treatment of the boy whom you all have experience with. But the girl was never coded. So they want to do, Amanda wanted, and the folks I just listed wanted to do a poster using that treatment and applying this adult personality cue sort to the therapists of that treatment, because she had more than one therapist. So, and to see what the therapist's contribution is to the interaction structures that were formed during that treatment. So that's the poster that Amanda O is heading up. And everybody who was trained last year in the CAQ are going to be involved with coding those sessions. Okay? Now, there's one problem with that idea, which I discussed with Amanda O. And that problem is that for those of you who didn't learn the CAQ last year because you weren't students here last year, except for Taylor, who worked with me last year, well, Holly did too, but she didn't work on this particular project. It wouldn't be fair to put your names on a poster that you had absolutely nothing to do with. So I've been trying to think about how to resolve that problem. So the solution is that the real sample that you're going to be coding starting today, or whenever you get around to it this weekend, that Amanda's going to be giving you videos for, the investigator on that study at Yeshiva is Tracy Prout, P-R-O-U-T. And she and I are collaborating on this study. And we had agreed to split the papers we were going to write on this data set. She was going to write two, I'm going to write two. Given that, I thought, well, why wouldn't she be okay with you guys creating a poster out of the real sample that you're going to be actually coding? So I emailed her yesterday and proposed this to her, and she emailed me back and said, no problem, just as long as her name and her student's name also get included on the co-authors list. Her student is Ariel Sherman, whom Amanda has been actually coding with all this time, the real sample. And they actually have seven videos in the bag already coded, which brings the total number then down to 53. Anyway, so I thought that would be a poster that everybody's name could be on, not just the second and third years who were already trained in the CAQ. I spoke with Amanda S. today, and she was very much in favor of kind of heading up this second poster with Ariel. And so she emailed Ariel, and we're waiting to hear back from Ariel whether she's in favor of that.
She's in.
Oh, she is in. Mm-hmm. There you go. Hot off the presses. So that would be a second poster that all the first years could have their names on, in addition to the second year, so, and third year. So the good news is that we have two posters that we can present at APA. And so we've been figuring out the logistics of how would we code two separate data sets at the same time, right? So the way to do it is, for those of you who are going to be coding the CAQ, you're going to do one CAQ a week and one CPQ a week. For those of you who weren't trained on the CAQ, you'll be doing two CPQs a week. Now, this coming week, I specifically asked Amanda S. for you to give you only one video to code, because typically what happens is that with this first video, it's a brand new patient, it's a brand new therapist, it's a new situation, you're just getting settled in with your pair mate, and usually reliabilities tend to go down a little bit that first video. So I thought, I'm not going to give you two. Also, it's finals week, so you'll have one video to do this week rather than typical two. So so that's the good news. Any questions? Doreen?
Do we have to go to the APA in order to be on
No,
the
you do not. But somebody does.
Because
I am actually going to Buenos Aires in June for a conference that I'm presenting at, and fitting Chicago in addition to Buenos Aires is not going to fit for me. But I'm hoping that someone will rise from the ashes of LIU to go to Chicago. Chicago, I should tell you, is an extremely fun city. I spent 4 years there in grad school. I loved it. I love Chicago a lot. So I can tell you all my haunts, where I used to go, and so.
Is the school paying for anything, or like, I know that like we went to like, I'm sorry?
I said that was cute.
It's like naive? No, because when we went to like Washington, the entry fee just for the conference was like $325. That's crazy.
Well,
no, but the school paid. That's why I'm asking. Like,
you mean LIU paid?
I mean, I'm waiting, but.
Oh, well, I don't know about all of that. But for the APA, there's no financial remuneration for that. Amanda O, you went to an APA convention before?
Yeah, I went to San Francisco and I asked.
How much was the conference fee? Or they call it a convention. It's so large, it's a convention.
I don't know. It might have been like maybe $160. And I also paid like
$10
for my husband to come.
For what?
For my husband to come. I paid like
$10.
Yeah,
wait, what? Wait,
bring your husband, boyfriends.
What's usually the deadline that you have to, like, another, say that you're going? Not for a while, right?
What's that?
We don't have to, like, register that we're going until it's a lot closer.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do it until after it gets accepted.
But the actual thing is in August, right?
Yes, it's usually the first week of August. Hey, why can't you promise?
Because August is a really long time from now.
It is.
But in theory.
That's great. Where in Chicago?
West Rogers Park.
Where?
West Rogers Park.
Okay. A suburb of Chicago, actually. All right. But is it a fun town or is it not a fun town?
I like it. But.
Yes, it's great.
What do you think about missing externship for APA?
Missing the entire year of externship?
No.
What do you mean exactly? How many days would you miss?
I don't know, later on.
You'd only miss potentially one.
Yeah.
Because externship, as a third year, you can't have externship on Wednesday or Thursday.
So you're not going to miss a Monday, Tuesday for the conference.
Right.
The earliest you would miss was a Friday, and that's only if your placement was on a Friday. If you had a Monday, Tuesday placement, you're in the clear.
I'm just going to throw out that me, Stephanie, and Margaret are going to Poland.
You're not going. You're not
going.
Oh, my God.
We're going to Poland with Dr. Kronko, which is the week after APA.
Oh,
so
2 weeks back.
Or is it the week after?
Okay.
Just kidding.
So you're not going to do both?
Well, I'm
going to
try to do both.
Oh!
I want to try to do both, but it's like, my question is it feasible to like miss that many days
back? 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's where you're
at. I would try to negotiate with your externship advisor or director. Certainly, if you've never taken any sick days, if you've been, like, your attendance has been perfect, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I'm not the externship director, so.
Also, if you get an externship that begins in September, which I don't recommend.
Why?
Because I'm now, like, severely behind on therapy hours. But I know people who aren't behind on therapy hours that started in September, so it's just my.
But wouldn't you, you would end at the end of August, though, right?
No, I end in May. It's a shorter placement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a school year placement. So.
Oh, wow.
On top of the fact, it's just terrible for me.
But it's not a school placement.
It's not a school placement.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also good. We have like an Excel sheet that gives feedback to the students who are applying. You'll get it eventually. Read what I wrote. But anyway, if you start in September, you won't run into that issue at all because you'll have a whole month off.
It seems like not a lot of places start in September.
Yeah, it depends. I would say it's a mixed bag. But anyway.
If you're going to a hospital setting or a residential treatment center setting, they usually start July 1st.
Yeah. A lot of places with kids start in September. I don't know, they like tack on to the school year. Like NYCCC Queens, the inpatient site starts in September.
Oh, is that right?
Starts in September.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. I would love to apply again.
I did a child internship at Columbia that started July 1st.
Oh, really?
But that was years ago.
Well, maybe. I think Columbia starts July 1st. But anyway.
Yeah.
You have to negotiate.
Taylor.
So what was the poster?
Yeah.
We're not really worrying about that until the beginning of next semester. Correct.
Well, so I think Amanda O., I'm going to call on you to share what your email message to me.
Okay.
You want me to give it to you?
No. Fine.
You remember it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was your question?
How's this going to work out?
Well, okay. So, did you mention the thing about Linnea or no?
I did not.
Okay. So, basically, the videos, there's one therapist that we don't want Margarita to code because that is her supervisor. So, we're going to basically start coding over the winter break. In order to get those videos out of the way off the bat, so then Margarita could just do the CPQ. So basically, the teams, right now I don't have you on the team, I have Taylor on the team. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you would rather code over winter break, it doesn't matter. Okay, so if you don't want to code over winter break and Amanda would rather code, then we could switch it out. But basically, we'll be doing 13 videos over winter break, which is 2 a week, starting the week after we end school, going all the way until the week that we start school.
Mm-hmm.
And then following that, we have 20 videos left, and I'm going to do 10 per team, and then we're going to do 1 a week with the CPQ video also. So it'll be 2 videos a week, one for the CAQ, one for the CPQ.
Got it. So our teams from last year are irrelevant.
No, they're not irrelevant. So
Margarita was in part.
Yeah.
Right, and so we're going to give Margarita new videos that don't include her supervisor.
Okay.
Right, so I put you and Margarita together. I mean, Stephanie together since we coded together last year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of me assuming that you would be okay with coding over one.
Yeah,
sure. You'll have so much time on your hands.
See, the good thing is you get a poster out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, then we'll only have to code for 10 weeks, so we'll go to the end of the semester.
I mean, if you don't want a poster, your name on a poster, you'll still have your name on the other poster. You
no,
just won't have
like
it on both posters.
I'd like to do that.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
If some coding pairs, like I will be doing one CAQ and one CPQ eventually weekly.
Yes.
And that's fine because Ariel has no like she's not a lab member, so it's okay if she only does one video a week.
Yeah.
But like with Cheryl and Margarita, Margarita would be doing one and one, and Cheryl would only be doing one, right? Because her coding.
No, so Margarita will be done with her coding by the end of January, and so she'll be coding with Cheryl two CPQs a week.
That's why these are paired perfectly. Then.
Yes.
Okay. Right, because Taylor and Stephanie are coding pair for the CPQ, but then they'll also be as coding pair for the CAQ. Awesome. Okay.
Boy, you lost me.
So for the CAQ.
Oh, but then Margarita will be finished and she'll go back to
Cheryl.
Yes, 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 yes.
So
awesome.
I'll be coding with Margarita all winter break.
And then
Gina,
okay,
yes.
The Linnea videos have the cupcake in the title.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember
why
that?
No,
she brings it up in class, so I was curious.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remembered that.
Yeah, I remember it.
Okay.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
No, I'd rather not talk about it for a lot of reasons. But
No. I just want to know if it was in the videos that we're going to be watching.
Yes,
it is.
Okay.
That's all I want.
I'm so curious.
But you coded... You were part of the CAQ. Oh, that was the other kid, though. Yeah.
Yeah, the boy.
All right, yeah.
No, you're not.
Any other questions?
I will send out the emails to people who are going to be on the poster of the timeline that I sent you, so everyone has it.
Now, are you going to give me or people like 13 flash drives at the end of the semester?
I'm not sure how that process works.
Yeah, I was going to do it today, but I forgot. But after this meeting, I can give you flash drive with all the videos.
Okay.
And then you can be in charge of, be the project coordinator for this.
Does she need the bag of flash drives? Oh,
can I get them on my desk?
You what?
I get the mama bag.
The mama bag,
yes. You can have the mama bag.
Oh my god.
That's
in
my nightmares.
Yeah.
Okay.
This sounds great.
Is that all right? People on board with this. So you end up, half the group gets their name on two posters, the other half gets their name on one poster, which is nice. Don't knock me over with your enthusiasm. Just try to keep it in check, okay? I mean, I can't handle all the enthusiasm. All right, so any other questions before we move on? So the next, before we actually review the video you did 3 weeks ago to complete our training on the CPQ, Amanda wants to review with all of you how to actually access videos for the CPQ, the real sample coding that we're going to be doing.
Yes. Okay. So first and foremost,
because it's a little bit more sophisticated than what we've been doing.
Yes.
With the flash drives.
On an Amazon like secure database, so you'll be logging in and downloading the video, and then watching it, and then deleting it off your laptop, and then that's it. No flash drives. So okay, the first thing that I'm going to show you. So I'm going to share this Google Doc with everyone. Is everyone comfortable with Google Docs?
Yeah.
And can read them? Okay. I'm going to share them with you, but make it so that you can't edit it, so that me and Ariel are the only ones that can edit it. So I put what video you are to code. So you'll see P with a number, which will mean like participant number. So you might see P11, and then you'll see a lowercase a, b, or c. And the therapy sessions for these participants, there's three of them. So they're either session A, session B, or session C. It's not like in the past how when we had it on our flash drives, like part A and part B, that doesn't mean they're the same session. They're totally different. So then, okay, so that's that I'm going to share with you after lab. Then there is an email that Ariel sent. I don't know, should I go on the website on here?
Sure, if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
So it's probably easier than explaining it. I'm going to forward this email to you. She sent it to me a month ago, and I felt like I don't have, because it's my new laptop. It's in the new Mac,
it
doesn't connect.
No?
No, it's a dumb.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I know. You spend all this money on a new one, and it doesn't have that port.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here.
I'll just be able to type it from here. Okay, great. This should work. Yay, it worked. Okay, so you're each going to have everybody look up here so you don't miss this. Can everyone see? So you're going to have a username that I'm going to email you. They are all your first name with your last initial. So mine is Amanda S. And then the first time you log in, the password is like RFPC temp pass. You'll see the exact how to spell that in this email I'm going to send you. So you would put that in. But I already created a new password. It'll give you a prompt to create a new password. Okay. So you're going to go in, and she also included pictures, which was really nice. So if you get lost, there's a step-by-step way of looking through this. You would click All Services, S3 under Storage, and then you'll see a bunch of buckets, and the one at the top is for us, CPQ coding, so you click that. And then you'll see all the videos. So P11A, P11B, whatever. Those
What's
are all.
What's the difference between a bucket and a folder?
I don't know. I guess it's a folder, but I don't really know the answer to that.
Okay.
I guess maybe a bucket can hold more storage. Who knows? But yeah, these are all the videos. Unless you see something like this, P19A part 1 of 2, P19A part 2 of 2, these are clearly one video. But something like P19C is a different video from P19B. Okay. So apparently if you click on the video and then you click open, you could stream the video without downloading it.
Would that create more hiccups?
Yeah, so
if you have an inconsistent connection.
So what I would do is just like turn your internet off and download the video. Because I've had trouble just opening it. The caveat to downloading it is that sometimes it takes like 15 minutes, 10 minutes to download. So just take that into account. If you have like only an hour to queue sort and you only allocated an hour, like you're not going to have time because you'll have to download this video. So allocate like an hour and 15 minutes or something. And just be really careful with them if you're downloading them, because obviously they're confidential.
Treat them the way you would treat the videos you've been covering.
Yeah, yeah. Delete them off your laptop. So that's how you do it. Does anyone have any questions about that? S3, CPQ coding, and then the videos. And you'll see which video your coding pair has to code according to this. So, like, Kasha and Kayla have to do P11A for this week. So you would click on P11A, watch it, queue sort it exactly how you know how to. Okay. If any questions come up during the weekend or anything, just email me and let me know. The sessions are interesting, and they're different. So you may get the same therapist, or you may get the same child, but they're for the most part different children every time. So that I found to be fun, but also difficult. You really want to make sure when you're talking about reliability, you're talking about it in terms of like this item in general and not this item as it specifically applies to this child, because there's a high chance that you will not code that child again. So just keep that into account. Holly.
How do we know which one we're doing each week?
Each what video?
Yeah.
So I'm going to share this Google Doc with you that will say the video and your initials. So I have like DRHR, KSKS, which is really funny because my coding pair is ASAS. So, and you guys are R&R. Taylor and Stephanie are not as interesting, TPSD. And then, it's PTSD if you switch yours. Anyway. And then the last one is CSMS. So, interesting. But you'll know every week, and if you want to like confirm with me, then you can confirm with me. I'll say them out loud if anyone wants to jot them down, just so you don't get them wrong this week. Kasha and Kayla are coding P11A. Doreen and Holly are coding P11B. Taylor and Stephanie are coding P12A, and Cheryl and Margie are coding P29A. So these have been randomly ordered and then assigned based on that.
So what happens if there's a big difference between the coders, like if it's more than like the standard deviation?
So if it's that significant,
I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
At a
later date, you think?
No, I'm going to talk about it right now, but I want you to finish up with what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm finished. Yeah. That's really it. I
saw people scrambling for writing utensils while you were going over
that. Oh, did you write them? I mean, I'm going to share this with you, but I just wanted to say them so that when you're reading, you make sure that that's what you're looking for. But
so can you say them one more time?
Sure. Kasha, Kayla, P11A. Doreen and Holly, P11B. Taylor and Stephanie, P12A. And Cheryl and Margie, P29A.
And these were randomly assigned to them?
Yes.
Okay.
So the videos have been randomly ordered.
Yes.
And then I have like pair 1, pair 2, pair 3, pair 4, and so I'm just
yes.
going to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
Me and Ariel are pair 6. 5, I'm sorry. There's 5 pairs. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
And then there are some times where that order may not work perfectly because Ariel is the therapist,
yes.
So me
Got
and
it.
Her will have to adjust.
Okay. Got it. Yep, we had talked about that. Do I understand? Okay, so now let me tell you what to do after you've coded P11A, for example, or P29A. You'd all send me your ratings, typically the same way you did for the practice. You send them to me Wednesday night. Is that what I said, Wednesday or Tuesday night?
Wednesday,
10 p.m. So Wednesday, 10 p.m., you send me your ratings, and I will calculate for each pair their reliability. And what I need you to do then is look at the discrepancies between your ratings and your partner's ratings. And if there are discrepancies of more than three, those need to be discussed in lab. So we'll use the lab time starting next week as an opportunity for the pairs to break up. And you don't have to stay in this room if you don't want to. You can go to another room. The library back right here is usually empty, to talk amongst each other about those discrepancies between your ratings and your partner's ratings.
And then you change it, or?
No, you don't change it. It's done. So if your reliability turns out to be 0.5, that's unfortunate, but it counts. This is starting this week. These ratings actually count toward the real sample, toward actual research that's going to be published. This is the real deal. This is no playing around anymore. Up until today, we've been practicing and training. So if you had a bad day, it doesn't matter ultimately, because none of anything you've done so far has been published or will be published. But starting next week, those ratings, you and your partner's ratings, eventually are going to get aggregated. So that means you add the ratings together and you divide by two. You're taking the average, and that average is a datum, is one piece of data of the entire sample. We're going to have a sample size of 60 sessions. So that will be one out of 60 that are actually count toward the results of this study that we're doing, that's going to be presented hopefully in Chicago in early August. So there's no changing of answers. Maybe you're referring to by consensus, like talking over discrepancies, and then you just do consensus ratings. You do that more in qualitative data analysis, but in quantitative, you just keep what's there. You take the mean, and that's the answer. And the 0.5 then would count toward the overall reliability of the 60 sessions. So hopefully someone else will get a reliability of 0.9 to pull up your 0.5. So someone else in the group is going to save your bacon, hopefully.
Jeff, do we report the overall reliability for all 60 sessions?
Yes.
That's what's reported?
Yep. Oh. Plus the range.
Okay.
The mean reliability and the range.
Got it.
So if Doreen's 0.50 was the lowest,
right,
that would find itself in the paper or the poster, because that would be the lower range.
That's true.
Pressure's on. Yes, other Amanda.
So, will I be coding some of these CPQ sessions at some point?
I haven't assigned you to do that because you got a lot on your plate to coordinate the CAQ stuff.
Okay.
So, I'm not. Also, because we have an odd number of raters, and everybody achieved certification.
Okay.
So, we didn't have that the last time around, but this time we do. So, everybody. Congratulations to everybody. You have been certified as CPQ coders. That and 275 will get you a ride on any subway in New York City. And, try to curb your enthusiasm. That's all I'm asking. So I have not thrown you into the mix.
Okay.
If you want to be thrown into the mix, maybe you could swap out with somebody once in a while. Wants a breather. But so that's how we're going to do it. So please send me your ratings Wednesday night, 10 p.m. I'll calculate the reliabilities. I'll put them in an email message, and I'll send them out to everybody. So we have that. I'll be putting the reliabilities into a separate SPSS file. I've actually already been doing that with Amanda and Ariel. Do you mind if I open that up?
Sure.
So people can see.
Yeah, I've shared. So I've been keeping track of it on my own too, in that spreadsheet that I have. So they see it in that spreadsheet now.
Okay, you can see the beautiful reliabilities of Amanda and Ariel in a few minutes. It takes a while for SPSS to open up. Any questions about getting into Google Docs? Or Google Drive, I should say, and then sending me the ratings, and then getting the reliabilities, and then meeting next week in your pairs to talk about discrepancies of more than three between the two of you for each item. So out of 100 items, you might have like 10 items that you've disagreed by three or by more than three, so you should really focus on those items between the two of you. So bring with you next week your ratings so you can talk about them with your partner. Would it help if I sent out a document including all of the entire group's ratings for the week, and then you can just kind of look at that? And would that be helpful? You could refer to that in looking at your discrepancies so that you don't have to kind of figure it out with your partner. Would that be helpful? So, I don't think people have any idea what I'm talking
about.
Something
that I've done is, so you want to see like where you differ on like four.
Here, let me show you. Let me. Does that look familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I would be sending out one of these.
And you would see which items you differ on.
So, like, this could be, like, Holly and Doreen. So you look at each other's like this.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
And this would be Taylor and Stephanie. Or Kasia and Kayla. Would that be helpful?
So I think what has been really helpful for me has been, after we submit our ratings to Jeff, Ariel CCs me on that, which I don't recommend until after. So maybe like Thursday when you're here, one of you emails your ratings, since Jeff has already calculated reliability, you've both coded to the other. I created an Excel spreadsheet that has a column of like my ratings, a column of hers, like this, and say it's like 3, 4, 7, 9, 1, 2, and hers is like 8, 1, 7, 8, 7, whatever. Okay. And then we would see what our discrepancy, so this is item 1, this is item 2, right? This is item 3, 4. So our discrepancy on this is 5 points. I thought it was really uncharacteristic. She thought it was really characteristic. Oh, shoot, we need to talk about this one. Why did you think the therapist was whatever? Why did you think this? Do you think in later sessions this you might be able to book? Whatever. That's what you do. So what I have been doing is creating an Excel spreadsheet. And do you know how to do formulas in Excel spreadsheets? This, maybe at least one person from each team knows how. But basically you do a formula that subtracts this from this, and you get this number. And then you just copy and paste that down the whole line of 100 rows. And then I would highlight the ones that say, like, more than 4. And then I would say, okay, these are the ones we need to talk about. It takes a total of 5 minutes to do, if you know how to do it. And I can show you at a later date. Maybe after next week.
You want to show it now?
How to do it? Oh, actually, yeah.
By the way, I just want to show. So,
yeah,
so
you
show
that first.
Amanda and Ariel have completed 7 videos. So while she was watching you guys struggle with learning the CPQ, she was actually doing the real sample. And you see that her ratings range from 0.85 to 0.69. Now, although the 0.69 is below our threshold, look at all the others. I mean, so if I were to take the mean of these, it'd be way above 0.7, even though they had 1.69. But I can't delete the 0.69 just because that's below the threshold. That's averaged in with all the others.
Jeff, I think I have documented that the first one is 0.83, not 0.81. But I could be wrong. I can check on that on a later date.
Okay, I could also check it right now. Any questions? I see a lot of blank expressions. I don't know whether you guys are really tired today, had a long day at the office, or whether it's just not making sense to you.
No, I'm following.
I'm not talking to you specifically.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you were.
I wasn't. I'm just saying in general. I'm not singling anyone out. Holly. So this is what I do when I calculate inter-rater reliability. So I have 0.81. So I think you...
Yeah, I copied it wrong.
Yeah. Either that or I put it incorrectly in the
email
message.
Oh, that's possible.
But 0.81 is correct.
Okay, awesome.
For the first one.
Great. The rest of them. Okay.
Great. So you want to... Yeah, sure. Come on up.
Do you have Excel? That's a silly question.
I'm not a big Excel user, but
so you can probably do it at the beginning of lab once you guys break up to meet. One of you just email the other your rating. So say there's like two, six, whatever. And then this is trying to make them like discrepant. Okay, whatever. So then you would go here and you would click equals parentheses. Well, no, I would do equals abs, because you want the absolute value of it. So because if I do 3 minus 9 is negative 6. You want the absolute value of negative 6, which is positive 6, right? So you want to make sure they're all positives. You don't have to do that, but I think it's easier. So you do equals abs, open parentheses, click this number, minus, click this number. Everyone got me so far? Close parentheses. Enter. Okay.
Seeing a lot of blank stares.
Can you just do it one more time?
Yeah.
Sort the data by that column.
You could, but then your issue is that you don't know what item you are unless you add a column at the beginning that says item one, item two.
Yeah.
So I'm just going by like. Oh, you can't see it here, but you know in Excel where it says 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
That's
so
what I go
add, for. Because you could copy that because the thing that we email originally has the numbers.
Yes.
Right. So you could just copy that column also, right?
Has the numbers 1 through 100?
Yeah, because you have 1 through 100, you have your data, then you can copy the other person's data into the same thing, do that, and then organize.
Yeah, sure, you could do it that way, yeah.
And then you don't have to do it.
Right. Someone wanted me to do this one more time?
Again,
yeah, so it's equals ABS, parentheses, click the first number, minus, click the second number.
So you do that for all 100?
No. So close parentheses, and then, here, I'll do like, and then you do like, okay, whatever. Then you would go here, click, see a cross sign comes up if you hover over the cell, and you go like this. And then it just fills
Wow, look at that.
It literally
Beautiful.
Takes me 30 seconds. It's so easy. And then I go through and I'm like, oh, that's a 4, yellow. Oh, that's a 6. We really need to talk about that, yellow.
Red.
Red, yellow. And then, like, that way you're ready to go for your session to talk about it together. So that's the easiest way that I've found this to be.
Now, Amanda's very organized.
I try.
But I'd like to see that organization kind of sprinkle out throughout the
It will. Everyone's great.
As well. But, you know, I'll be hovering around to answer questions, and so will Amanda next week and in the following weeks as we go through. Okay? We have faces of recognition. All right. So in the remaining 20 minutes, let's review the last session that we did. People remember that session, session 21? No memory at all?
I could guess.
It was a long time ago. If I showed like a portion of the video, would that?
I'm gonna mix it up with the session before, it's the same therapist and the same child. That's my issue.
Taylor, I know you give notes. You yeah, you write notes. You take notes. Do you wanna?
Oh, I remember.
I have notes. I don't know if they're right.
This is session 21.
Yeah.
You don't know. Did you label it with the session label?
No. Because I always throw them out after.
Because you what?
I always throw out my sheet of notes after we finish lab. So
oh.
I don't use them.
But if you throw out all the sheets, so you'd have only one left.
There was 1 week that we didn't discuss.
Oh.
So, does anyone remember? Was this the one with, would you be able to go to the video for 3 seconds?
Just for like a second?
Yeah.
I can just see if this one has to do with,
I think I have some notes.
Helicopter feelings.
So this was the girl?
No, it's the guy.
No,
the
boy.
The boy.
The boy.
So when he's talking about like the slap machine, and
I remember that video.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Oh, and Thomas, the train one.
Is the slap machine one the same as the train? I don't know. So long ago. Oh no, the train one is the previous one.
I knew I got it confused.
So you don't have the notes
yeah,
for
yeah, but it seems like Kasha does.
I have like a little.
All right, let me. Back now? Huh?
Watch this video of me.
Is this it? You have no memory of this. You don't either?
I have in my notes that this is
what
happened in the beginning. Oh, yeah, I do. Now I do. Yes, I'm just kidding. Yes, I do remember. Because I remember that. Oh, I remember.
They're coming back?
It's not lab-induced Alzheimer's or anything like that. All right. So we went all through that in order to talk about two items. There were two items with a standard deviation of greater than two. So I thought we would review those two items. All right, so it's item 2 and item 69. So the experts rated item 2 at uncharacteristic, pile 3. So let's look what item 2 was or is. Therapist comments on the child's nonverbal behavior, body posture, gestures. So does the therapist draw attention to the child's nonverbal behavior, facial expressions, blushes, body movements? Now the experts are saying, no, that was uncharacteristic of this session. This therapist did not do that. So let's go to the data and see what people did with that. So we have, Doreen and Holly. At least you're reliable with each other, but not reliable with the experts. So 7 and 8 here. We have Kasia Kayla at a 9. So she was constantly, I see you're twitching your leg. Oh, you must be feeling anxious. Or I notice you're twirling your hair. What's that all about? So you saw that everywhere. You don't know anymore. And we have Stephanie at a 7 and Kashi at a 7. Anybody have notes they want to refer to? You didn't find your notes for this? Okay.
I remember something, at the end, maybe that he was rushing. No, or there's some that he ran around.
This is where he runs around.
He ran the table, and I think that's what made me like. And she commented, "Where are you escaping? What are you escaping from, or something about his non?"
Really fast. If that's this video.
Yes.
Okay. What happened?
So that's. I think I felt it's very salient, and that's why.
So that was one comment she made about nonverbal.
Not necessarily, but I remember it like being salient.
You ever hear the phrase "one swallow doesn't make a summer"?
No.
I think it's a comprehension question on the.
It is. And I didn't know what it meant.
Wait, I know. It's on the width or the weight.
I think it's on
one
the
cross doesn't make a winter.
No,
what?
But I think.
Oh.
Really, I think that one.
What's the one that you heard,
one,
Taylor?
Is that right? One cross doesn't make a winter.
Yes, that's in the
weight. I
waist.
Took it so literally. I got a bad score
on the. One swallow doesn't make a summer is very similar. You've heard of the swallows of Capistrano? Capistrano is a town in California.
Oh, I should go.
And swallows come at right around June 21st or so. But there are a few stragglers who come later, and there are a few birds who come earlier before the first day of summer.
So one swallow doesn't make a summer, meaning if just because you see a swallow coming, if you live in that town, doesn't mean that summer is here necessarily. That's the literal. What it means metaphorically is that just because you see something happening doesn't mean that there's a shift in the culture, the climate, or the, you know, the circumstances.
I don't know that this was the only comment, but I know that this is the one thing I remember at this moment 3 weeks later. But I feel like there was more. No, really.
So for you, it was, it made this characteristic.
But I feel like there were more reasons. I just don't remember them.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if other people rated high.
Wow. I guess that's a good thing for confidentiality, you know? Like, if you see this person in a supermarket, you won't remember, unlike Taylor. You have no memory of this kid. Of course, this kid is an adult now, probably, so. All right, so the last, I won't torture you anymore, but except for one more. And that is item 69. Item 69 here, and let's see what that was. Child's current or recent life situation is emphasized. Characteristic direction, if child or therapist emphasizes very recent or current life events. Child might talk about being sad about the move of a friend. Okay, so it's not talking about the future. It's not talking about the past. It's not talking about fantasy. It's talking about actual real live events in the child's life. And we have a 6 for the expert. So it's neither characteristic nor uncharacteristic, slightly leaning toward characteristic. We got 4, 7, 3 is outside, 1 is way outside. So that means they didn't talk about life events, recent life events at all. Nothing like that. And we have 6 right on, 7, 7, 6 right on, and 3 is a little bit low. Do you remember this at all, or?
I have like a little bit of notes, but I feel like they were just talking about, let me see, like fears a lot, and I don't really remember like concrete current events that they were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it would just be helpful just to remind you all that this item refers to actual recent or current life events in the child's life. It's not referencing fantasy. It's not referencing future events. It's not referencing the distant past. Like, what did you do 2 years ago on vacation with your parents when your uncle came along and he hit you? Nothing like that. It's current. What did Johnny say to you on the playground today? Oh, that's why you hit him? That's a recent or current life event. It's not playing with the dolls and the daddy doll takes the baby doll and throws the baby doll out the window. That's not a current event. That's a fantasy scenario, which doesn't count in this item. Okay? Doreen.
So if the child says, I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Like, he conveys it in other ways, but it's not specifically...
Life events are not being discussed. If he's twirling his hair, right, that might indicate anxiety, but that would go under item 2. I think, what was the previous item we just discussed? 2. So nonverbal behavior is discussed. But it wouldn't be recent or current life events.
So it's very literal item.
Yes, it's a very literal item. Right.
And I think it's an item that we will see quite a bit, right, Amanda? That the sessions you've seen so far, there is life events, current life events discussed.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so you will encounter this item, and I want you to be equipped to code it properly.
It's kind of like that girl with the Michael Jackson that he died. That was very recent, and they spent a long time of the session on that.
So that would be an 8 or 9 maybe in that session.
Yeah.
Right. So thank you for reminding us of that.
It's not necessarily relevant to her life.
What's that?
It wasn't. I thought that wouldn't count for that item. Because it wasn't like, oh, what Johnny did at the playground.
No,
like,
but
is it current events or current?
But she said it made her sad.
It could be. It could be any recent or current life events. It's a life event, and it meant something to her.
Okay.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have brought it up.
So even if it doesn't happen to her,
it happened to her in the sense that it had a deep impact on her. So that's why she brought it up. So that would count. So God forbid if another 9/11 happened, and you know I had a practice at that time, and all the kids in my practice acted out scenarios in which trains and planes were running into buildings. You know, that's a recent life event, and we could talk about it. And so if I were rating my sessions back then, that item would fall on 8 or 9 on almost all my kids.
But you just said if they're playing with dolls, like that's fantasy life.
It's not if they say, these are the Twin Towers, here's a plane running into them. Right? But if they don't identify the buildings as Twin Towers and they just say, oh, here's a building, here's a plane, oh, watch, it's crashing in. Oh, has anything been on your mind lately? No, I just like buildings and planes. Then it's fantasy, then it doesn't really count as a life event. You're assuming it's about 9/11. Probably a pretty good clinical deduction to make there, but the child's not making that. You could bring in 9/11, and the child could say yes or no, but once you bring it in, you're making it a current life event. And remember, it says if child or therapist emphasizes. So if I say it seems like you're actually acting out something that happened yesterday, right? When the buildings came down in Manhattan, whether the child says yes or no, I'm now introducing a current life event. So still, this item would be pushed into characteristic because I made it so. Even though I was prompted by the play of the child, I'm making it real. Does that make sense? All right. See you next week. Taylor, I wanted to get an update from you about the other one. Oh, it's finished? How did it go?
It went well. A lot of them were already there.
What?
A lot of, like, the things were already there. I just
had to a lot of them were there? Okay.
But I finished. I just needed better. I wanted to be on 63.
Right.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And they
automatically go in chronological.
Oh, they do? Okay, great. So when I came from 1989,
I went all the way down. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
I mean, I've written it out. I just want to so, like, 60 participants will vote, like, 60 videos will be
At some point, Taylor, I'm going to have you create buttons on my website for next
semester.
I enjoy that.
Like I told them,
you do?
Yeah.
Don't stress out. Right. Like storage there. So go
out. Do you mind if I get the
flashcards? You're going to do it? Huh?
Only because I have super vision right now with Rosie and she gets really...
Did you
set this link? Oh, no. Yes. I tell you what, I'll put it in your mailbox tonight.
Okay.
So you can pick it up tonight?
Yeah, I'll just get
I have an external hard drive. Bye.
Okay, great.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then you'll. And then can you just give me back the external hard drive?
Sorry, Mark.
You just put it on your own secure, whatever.
So now it's going to come back.
All the videos are on the hard drive.
But I'll put all the videos on Twitter. If you ever get whatever.